I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. Hello, Jaima. Jai Ma, it is Raquel. Welcome to Your Own Magic, Soul Expanding and Mind Altering Podcast. Usually on the podcast, I only like to share lightness from the heart, but in this episode, you'll get a peek at my human too. or at least how my mind works with my heart and spiritual wisdom that is within, and also that I've learned and I've embodied along my earthly path, along with earthly knowledge that just simply makes sense with every fiber of my being, so I roll with it. And I'm very much in my Cancer rising on this podcast, I've noticed. The more I learn about astrology, though all of it is collectively who we are, I just feel very in tune with the watery side, I guess, when I share versus my Leo fire. And in this episode, I have a feeling that perhaps some of that fire may come out, because I will be showing you how my human views the world and how I am integrating that with what my heart says, what my heart speaks, what my soul speaks, to come to a space of compassion for things that perhaps my mind is not a big fan of. My nose is still stuffy from my cold last week. Remember, I tested negative for COVID, so I am COVID free, thankfully. However, I did have a pretty bad cold, and you can still kind of hear the remnants of the stuffiness, but it is a lot better, and so there's no excuse but to finally record the episode. And there is a potentiality that my human was procrastinating it, because it is kind of scary to be so open about some things. But you know what? I gotta honor my desire and the ping, the nudge that I felt to share what will be revealed and unleashed today. I think that this is a beautiful way to bring more ease, especially as the world is so ridiculously noisy. And then again, is it even ridiculous that it's noisy, or is it a wonderful state of contrast to really embrace the inner quiet and silence and honestly clarity that we can find within when we are silent, if any of that makes sense whatsoever? But yeah, you will definitely hear my human. Sometimes I refer to her as Rachel, but I decided, you know, she really is just Raquel. She's just human. She's got an ego like everybody else. This is why I also don't care to call myself a spiritual teacher, because I know that I still have my flaws, my places where I do, especially in 2020. To be honest, I thought that I had to let go of normal human judgment, because I could find perspective and compassion and understanding for literally everything and everyone that was even polar opposite of me. But then, of course, I was triggered again in 2020. And you may be sitting in the same seat where my human is still navigating this space, because I feel very overwhelmed and I am trying to find this place of compassion for certain perspectives when it can feel really hard, because my human sees it in this one way. And to me and to my human mind, it's really the way that makes sense, and that, you know, people who are very known to be or labeled to be very intellectual in the world perceive it this way as well. So that only brings me a sense of confirmation that what my mind sees is right. But then again, perhaps my mind's just seeking confirmation bias. I'm always questioning, though. I'm always questioning everything, and I'm even beginning to question more what many spiritual teachers may share about the world, because I'm like, well, that is their world, and it's easy for them to see their world in that way, and they get more confirmation of that world, but that might not be the reality for a lot of other humans. Obviously, we're all in this together, and sometimes when I do follow fully a spiritual route, being blinded by or completely dismissing what other humans are experiencing or going through, my mind can place me, what I guess I would call having a spiritual ego, make me feel like, okay, well, I am 5D compared to the rest of the world that is 3D, not the rest, but the small community that clearly doesn't see. But then I realize as well how that could be a delusion, and I want to wake up from any potential dangerous hypnosis that separates the human, even if it has a very charismatic way, an alluring way of, and glamorized way of expressing that one is more special than another in the guise of we're all one, if that makes sense, or in the guise of light. Whew. So I, oh man, I didn't figure that I would spill all that in the intro, but here I am. I'm just going with the flow. And in this episode, like I said, you might hear some fire or also how my human mind questions a lot, but with a deeper desire to always integrate it with what my heart says. And to be honest, because I am in this space again where I'm questioning even the beliefs that I've been taught, that maybe even some teachers have told me on this podcast or teachers have told me elsewhere or I've read elsewhere, and I'm just in this space of questioning, I'm going to share a little bit so you have an idea what the mind thinks and how, even if I don't in this podcast, how I may work with my heart to finally come to a space of peace, though that is not promised because some of what I plan on dissecting, I guess, if you will say, perhaps my way of navigating may or may not, but may help you come to a place of ease with it too. I think that's the main ultimate purpose of spirituality. It's not to place yourself above others by saying I'm 5D or 3D, though that can be fun. And, you know, the human mind loves to eat that up, but I've had to turn off that noise. In fact, when it comes to TikTok, I feel like it's super loud with that noise. It's just more human feeding the human ego, and it's super clear and obvious. And I really just want to continue to practice radical compassion, like Tara Brach would say, who I think is a wonderful spiritual teacher, along with Eckhart Tolle. Or is it Tolle? Or is it Tolle? I feel like he has not really corrected anybody because he probably just thinks, oh yeah, it is what it is. He's so zenned out, you know? It doesn't bother him, his ego, his pain body whatsoever, because perhaps he's one of the true spiritual teachers out there that really doesn't live with an ego, from what I see at least. And then there's Byron Katie as well. But I've definitely seen, and it's not that it's a bad thing because we're all human, but the ego and other teachers, and that doesn't bother me at all, but it only begins to bother me when they begin to use their power of channeling or whatever their gift is to feed a more dangerous or darker narrative in the guise of light. And yes, that could just be my personal human perspective, but it also just feels so real. So I'll be navigating that with my heart. Not sure if I'm going to come to a conclusion on it, on this episode at least, but at least perhaps I'll be able to receive more clarity. But it's not only that that has been irking me. So in this, when I integrate this and hold my human heart with my heart, I will be asking myself why certain people like Trump, he as well bothers my human. My human literally can't stand him. And then conspiracy theories. But that I feel like goes very deep. And so I don't know. I'll get to a little bit of it here, maybe. So if I'm going to give you an overall thesis of what I'll be talking about with you and in a particular order when it comes to how my human mind perceives something and the integration with my heart space and perhaps coming to a place of peace or just more peace, because I don't want to apply the pressure or set an expectation that I'll fully release it. I'm very spiritually realistic in that sense. And I feel like that's the route I've also been navigating, is I've been such an intuitive focused person that I've almost lost grounding of the concrete world. And I'm here as a human
to also experience the earthly school, not to escape it. And so for whatever reason, a lot of back to the fundamentals or basics of psychological understandings of the human have really brought me deeper understanding and peace and compassion, more so than something that a human shares as if though that is the end-all be-all divine wisdom. If any of this makes sense, and perhaps some of you might be triggered yourself with me even sharing this, or some of you may be on the same page. But regardless, I hope that all of us can learn to come to a space where we hold our human heart and find compassion with that, even when our human is being triggered or judging the world for what's going on. I'm excited to do this episode. I'm excited to do this solo, and I'm going to be doing more solos without a filter on my exclusive content that's coming February 4th, where I'll also be answering questions for those who are members who are listening to the exclusive content wherever you listen to podcasts. It should show up. That means, yeah, second Euro Magic episode weekly, guaranteed. The episodes will not be sponsored because basically those who are listening are sponsoring it and they're supporting the podcasts. I'm very thankful for, and I'm very thankful to be a creator in this way. Does that mean I won't do solos for those who aren't exclusive members? No, I'll still do separate solos on occasion as well. However, I will be doing a solo every week. So if you're interested, then next week, I believe it will be February 1st, you can opt in to receive the exclusive content, and the first episode will be released on February 4th, which is very exciting to begin to tap into. So it's $4 a month, depending on how that goes, I might end up doing an annual charge for a big discount, like $34 or something. But to begin with, and just so I can test the waters as well, it will be $4 a month, which I think is a pretty good deal for extra content for 30 minutes to 60 minutes of an episode with no interruptions of sponsored ads. Very exciting indeed. And this episode is sponsored by Thrive Cosmetics. That's C-A-U-S-E Medics, because they have a wonderful cause, which you'll hear about in the midst of this episode if you haven't heard that commercial already. And Skillshare, my love, one of the sponsors who have been here since day one. So Thrive Cosmetics and Skillshare, I'm very thankful for both of you, and I'm very thankful for everybody who uses our code to receive their magic, because in turn you're also supporting this podcast. So I'm very appreciative of you all. So let me lay out a thesis for you. I will be working with my human mind and my heart, integrating the two and allowing my heart to hold my mind, my human heart, and hold space for it to find compassion for certain areas that trigger me in some way. And the fields that I will be working with you, are false prophets, or at least spiritual teachers that my mind has labeled as a false prophet all of a sudden, Trump, conspiracy theories, and a very personal one involving my 2020 weight gain. Gaining 20 in 2020, or maybe it was 30. I don't know, because I don't really weigh myself. So, wow, that's a lot to explore and unpack, and no expectation or promise that I will completely come to a conclusion for each of those, but I do ask and pray to my angels that I find more peace as I navigate this publicly, which is very scary for me, but I also honor the desire to share this for others to also find peace with where they are, and knowing that they're not alone in this, because I'm no angel. I definitely have my human, but I know that my human is open and expanded enough to become open to finding compassion for what seems impossible to find compassion for at times. And this gives you a glimpse into what the exclusive content may end up looking like, especially since I will be more open about my human, which again is so scary. And with all that being said, let's do this. Let's let the magic begin. I want to thank a special Your Own Magic sponsor, Skillshare, for continuing to gift the listeners a free trial of their premium membership when you go to skillshare.com/yourownmagic. And I feel this is an exceptionally special offer as we, you know, we're beginning the new year. Many of us curious souls want to take the first step or the next step in our creative endeavors for 2021. And Skillshare, if you're not aware, is an online learning community offering thousands of classes on creative topics, including illustration, design, photography, video, freelancing, and more. And members get unlimited access to thousands of classes and hands-on projects as well, and feedback from a community of millions of creatives. Their short classes are flexible for any schedule and skill level, and I'm dedicated to taking two classes for the first 2 months of the year. One class that I want to recommend is the Digital Illustration Learn to Use Procreate by Jerome Vogel, and one that I have yet to try because I want to advance in Procreate is Illustrating in Procreate, Drawing a Shareable Time Lapse. This is by Vashti Harrison. And I also want to advance in my writing. That's always a skill that I am working on in my own time. And this class pops out. It is Writing for Expression, How to Make Your Words More Artful and Lyrical by Hanif Adurakip. Anyway, I don't want to cram too many classes in, but I also want to mention that I do have my eye on some storytelling classes as well. So indeed, browse and check out the many different classes that they offer. I mean, illustration, writing, photography, film, and many for business pursuits as well. You might be starting an Etsy business or coaching or freelancing in whatever way, whatever side endeavor you might want to explore just to make some extra moolah as well. So explore your creativity at skillshare.com/yourownmagic for your free trial of their premium membership. Again, that's skillshare.com/yourownmagic for your free trial of their premium membership, and enjoy expanding your creative pursuit this 2021 year. All right, on with the show. So like I said, my human has been questioning especially a lot of different spiritual teachings. One of the big ones lately, because we get told it all the time, and I wonder if it is another form of gaslighting, though I could be wrong. It's just me working through inquiry and wondering why something about it feels off. And some of you may be able to share what you see when I say this, or you might be triggered when I say this, or you might fully feel me when I say this. But there are some common spiritual teachings that truly no longer make sense, because for whatever reason I realize that my discernment when it comes to the way certain people act or show up in this world, or even events or what I see, my discernment and in a sense my judgment only gives me more clarity that that is exactly what I don't want in my life. So because I see it a certain way, does that necessarily mean that's just me triggered by a piece of myself? And I don't know how I feel about this messaging anymore, because I also see that some of the teachers that share this, perhaps it's because they don't want to be judged or to be called out or seen when they might be doing something that is not of best interest to the basic human heart. So this one teaching, when we judge someone, we reveal an unhealed part of ourselves. Now, before you may judge my statement for even questioning, for myself questioning this, hear me out a moment. Perhaps we are just seeing more of ourselves and our truth, like the episode that I released a while ago, the episode, the Art of Discernment episode, which I believe was called You Know More Than They Do. And this started to occur to me when I witness someone who is called or seen as a spiritual teacher. Other people were questioning their behavior in a very mindful way. And to be honest, it wasn't like they were lashing out or they were being cruel or shrewd. They were simply just expressing an observation and they were just inquiring, and everybody has the right to do that, you know? And perhaps I'm also going to be receiving that after this episode, and I'm okay with that because I'm just expressing something that I'm honestly witnessing. And so that person then was telling them, if you see this in me, then what are you seeing in yourself? And to be honest, when they said that, it felt like a little bit of a gaslighting moment because of also the way their tonality behind it. They were not so kind. It just felt very icky. I don't know how to explain it other than that. And made me realize, well, what if they're not seeing that in themselves? They're just recognizing and discerning and judging that in you. And when I say judgment, I realize now that perhaps that is true, that when we judge someone, we reveal an unhealed part of ourselves. But maybe the word judgment is different, with a different connotation in that statement versus what judgment, the definition of judgment in the earthly space really means, which is simply the ability to make considered decisions and come to a sensible conclusion. So when we judge someone, I used to think it had such a negative connotation behind it, and it was as if we were reflecting a version of ourselves. So instead, whenever I had that judgment, I would totally dismiss it and be like, oh, no, that's silly. We're all one. We're all human. It's all silly. And we're all in this loving space together. But I realized the danger in ignoring darkness and ignoring or dismissing or making excuses for what you honestly see. And so perhaps it's more so when we shrewdly judge someone, we reveal an unhealed part of ourselves. So if we are like scrolling through an Instagram and we are comparing or shrewdly judging another human just like us, maybe that's when we are revealing an unhealed part of ourselves. But then when you are discerning, that's not really something that's a part of you, but something that is showing you what doesn't work for you. And perhaps maybe you are so triggered because that's part of your work to bring light to that situation. And of course, this is my mind rationalizing as well, while simultaneously allowing myself and giving my human permission to question, so that way I can come to a greater sense of understanding and clarity. So with that said, I was questioning myself, like, why am I judging these other teachers who are sharing information? And they say that they're channeling this information, but from what I know and what I've experienced and felt myself, especially being around those that channel, I know that they only share they share divine messages of love. And it doesn't take a genius, nor should it ever take a genius, to understand what love is, what a message of love is. And so I sat with this and I was reflecting back on, for example, Bree. I know Bree's human so well. or quite well, I should say, not so well. And I love her human, such a fun human. And then I also know the messaging that comes through when Brie channels, and it's so not Brie. It's just like this love. And I remember just feeling this love next to her as she channeled and just crying, because as if, you know, I died and gone to heaven, because I could just feel this love and there was nothing dark or overtly off, if that makes sense. Nothing that felt like, But then I hear these other people that say that they channel, and they hint with this undertone of like, you need to believe in this way or you're not expanded enough, 5D enough. We are the Galactic Federation that blah, 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 blah. And then there's just like this dark undertone to it that I'm like, all right, are they really channeling the Pleiadians? Are they even really channeling? Or is this just another world or perspective that I don't even have to pay attention to or step into because it's not my, what my human or soul felt called to do? But then why do I feel so triggered by it? And so here I am just expressing what I feel and what I see, my human feels and sees, my human heart, my human mind feels and sees. And that's not to say that what they share is not true or not true for them, but it's something to keep in mind that even if someone is tapped into a stream to channel information, they're still the human filter that they work on. And Jordan, the Balanced Blonde, you know, she channels and she has a strong intention to just share a pure, you know, to let her human go, which is probably one of the purest humans I know, but she lets her human go to just listen to their wisdom. And then Brie as well. Brie is so human, which I love, and she's so fun, but when she channels, she's like, I make sure to weed out my personal human filter. And that's why, even though her and I, maybe we don't see eye to eye politically or whatever, nothing like that comes through. And I think that's very telling, especially when you know a human and you might not see things similarly when it comes to politics or when it comes to whatever, but you love them anyway, along with you trust them, because when they channel, it's not them, you know? I don't know how else to explain that, but I hear other people channel and I can't help but also hear the human come through in a dark way. And so I'm like, are they channeling something in the guise of light? Because it seems like they're trying to control a vulnerable human mind. See, this is my human, and see how I'm judging and see how I'm pointing fingers. And that's not my soul. Like, that, my soul would not do that. My soul always comes back to a gentle space of love and oneness. But my mind, which I guess I've given permission to unleash for the sake of maybe for others to relate or connect with in some way, if they do see this, how can we get to this space where we integrate what our soul knows, what our heart holds, but our mind is so triggered by that it is repelling, it's revolting. So I've unfollowed a lot of different spiritual teachers that I fully believed in. And, you know, some of them, I actually genuinely like them as a person, like no matter what they might share. So with all of that spiel, and thank you for listening to my human, but with all that spiel, I feel like it's time for me to bring this into my heart space and allow my heart to hold my human heart and human mind and bring more of a sense of ease when it comes to this. And so, I still have a stuffy nose, but I'm closing my eyes and I'm holding my heart. Taking some deep breaths into my heart space. Silencing my mind. listening to the birds chirping outside. And feeling their song, the bird's song within my heart. As I find my center. And asking my heart, why do I hold on to judgment with these spiritual teachers that share what my mind labels as dark? You want light. They want light too. They are light too. And this is part of their journey for more peace. It's okay to see that light in them. And like you're doing with yourself, showing you are human, remind yourself they're human too, with the same intention, shared in a different way. Hold your heart. You're aware of how you feel. Which is the first step. The way you find compassion for you and for those you love. Even with resistance, you have the space in your heart to hold that compassion for them. But how? I'm asking, my human self is asking. See their face in your mind. See their child, their inner child. Know that they want love. And they have another way of finding love, seeking love, like you do. Put yourself in their shoes. No, you don't know what they've been through. So though you disagree, hold them in your heart. Their inner child who needs love and forgiveness, like all humans do. Man, I swear, whenever I just center myself and breathe deeply and just communicate with my heart, and remind myself that everybody wears a different lens and has a different perception of the world and has lived through different traumas. And it doesn't mean that I have to agree with them or listen to them and I'm allowed to let them go. But also know that they are going through their own experience, even if I don't see eye to eye. And so I still have more work to do because I can hear my human mind say, like, well, how are they getting away with teaching certain things and so many people blindly listening and blah, blah, blah. So my mind is still going through it, but it's like at least there's a way to bring some peace and ease to that. Therefore, in return, bringing some peace to myself and more harmony to the world when we're at more peace and compassion and understanding. And I think I was frustrated this past year because it was very abundantly clear to me that we are far more behind than close to more compassion and peace because there's so much fire and people fighting for what they believe in, which is also a beautiful part of the human experience. But I understand how frustrating it can be because my mind too is like, how can people believe this or think that this is okay and see it this way? Like, how can people threaten lives and storm a capital just because they're not happy with the result? And how can people believe that this election was false, but not believe that the election when their president won was false, or not see the irony in it all? Or how can people? And so my mind goes into this place. And so I just, you know, when I like each thing at a time, depending on the energy I have, each layer at a time, I work with it. I think I only have the energy right now, to be honest, to work with maybe one or two more. And I think Trump was actually looped into that last one. Somebody that, I mean, my mind also actually has this weird compassion for him because I know that I understand his background, who he was raised with and how he was raised and the people he was surrounded by. And that was what created his perspective of reality, even though then I get angry that he used people that are easily swayed in order to step into power, though he doesn't fully believe a lot of whatever it is that he shares and teaches, unless maybe he was lying, you know, 6-7 years ago before he decided to step into this office seat. And he was more Democrat and more Manhattan. And then all of a sudden he's acting like he's more middle America. And see, here's my mind again. Here's my mind again with Trump very much judging and confused as to why. And it's part of the work to really see if this is necessary or true for my soul to even pay attention to. And perhaps, you know, he, like every human, deserves to be forgiven, especially when they grew up with a completely different lens, a completely different mind wired a completely different way, along with, you know, being a younger soul or a soul that is needing to go through this experience to expand in some way. Who knows in the grand scheme of existence why people are the way they are? And here I am just questioning it all. I am on the spiritual journey, but just because I created this podcast does not mean I'm a fully enlightened human being. So that is another reason why I don't ever want to get placed on this spiritual teacher pedestal. And one day I'd like to talk about this awakening from what people call or feel or label as quote-unquote awakening, and what has, for whatever reason, become almost commercialized and romanticized and glamorized from what love is and what truth is. Now that I did a heart space opening for spiritual teachers, and that's kind of looped in with the conspiracy theories, because I still don't understand how certain conspiracy theories could persuade light workers in any way. But it has, and it's there, and the contrast, it shows up and shows us a lot. But then there's also my personal world, you know, gaining however much I've gained in 2020 from the frustration and whatever else my body's going through. I think it's important that I find love and compassion for where I'm at. And I know that there are many others that might struggle with body image, or they have their own issues personally, that especially the shadows that they faced in 2020 may have really made a very strong appearance, bring forth. So here's my human mind. My human mind is like, you always have known better, you know how to be healthy, or you're not as blah blah blah, and just saying these mean, nasty things. But then my human mind also has a compassionate side for myself doing this for so long in my human heart, and it's like, yeah, but you also allowed yourself to enjoy and not fall into eating disordered ways like you are used to or have in the past. And that's major growth, along with the fact that you literally saw, aside from your parents, your brother and sister-in-law, like one other person. So you weren't as active and out there and traveling like you usually were. So being home a lot, you know, it took a toll on my body in a different way, along with healing a very horrible knee injury from Nepal. This is me not only, it sounds like I'm just making excuses for myself, but sometimes whatever those are, those I'm excusing and bringing compassion to this, and knowing that it's okay, and reminding my heart that it's all, that we're malleable creatures and beings, and it comes to your experience to witness and receive and be okay with and love regardless. So again, back to grounding in my heart space. Oh man, I don't know if that was my mind or heart, but I just heard, we've been here before. You've been holding in a lot. Your heart hasn't changed. We're still here in the same. Whatever you choose for your human will bring a lesson of soul growth. I just keep hearing your heart still the same, and that it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of everything, and that they're proud that I'm showing up in this very honest, raw, humanly way, because it may help others, as our minds are always all over the place and noisy. And so this is just a reminder to connect within. And so I'm feeling very grateful for that. And if I'm being honest, I'm actually also okay with the weight gain, though there are moments where my mind's like, ugh, how can you do this to yourself? Then there are also times my mind's like, oh my God, you look so good and womanly and beautiful and curvaceous. So, and to be honest, even when I was slimmer, I also would go through the same highs and lows, and this is just part of being human. And it's more about doing your best to focus mostly on the compliments that you gift yourself, and continuing to compliment others as well, as that does come back in return in your heart. So yeah, I know that no matter what, I'm a beautiful human in heart, and my mind is only telling me lies when it comes to making me feel bad in any way. And the thing is that I know what it feels like to really feel bad about your body. And to be honest, I don't really feel it in that way anymore. And so I'm actually given this moment to honor myself that I'm genuinely okay, because my mind and health and compassion is way stronger than it's ever been. All you have to be is to show up as you. And I think that the thing that ties into my weight gain has nothing to do with weight, actually, but to energy I hold on to and don't express, like what I was able to just unleash. I haven't even really been doing much of that. Yeah, it's all just part of our growth and learning and expansion together. And so I'm happy to be a soul seeker, spiritual seeker on this journey with you. And if you're going through any of this, then I hope that you take that time to breathe deeply into your heart space and listen to where you may find and see the compassion. And that doesn't mean you have to fully, you know, make excuses or give them all your attention and whatever it is. It brings you a sense of ease and in return more harmony in your perspective and your reality and the earth around you. And if all of this is collectively just a bunch of illusions or delusions, or we all are living these completely different realities, why not make yours more peaceful? We always have the choice to see the reality we see. And that might sound super esoteric, which, I mean, like, what's new? You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you weren't open to that anyway. But, well, maybe. I don't know. There are some people that see the concrete world, which I also deeply honor. And I'm doing my best to integrate more of so I can really see truth. Because people who like to look at facts and the concrete world for information have so much beautiful wisdom to provide that can, you know, gift someone so much peace. And that's honestly ultimately what we all are here to experience, you know, is the contrast. There are going to be some highs and lows, but man, if we can bring more peace to the lows, more ease, no matter how that shows up, whether it's a spiritual route or more of a earthly wisdom shares, which ultimately, because it's all one, still divine, it's just maybe they found it through the scientific method or some sort of research, you know, maybe they found it in that way. And then other people might just find it through their channeling, or they might find it in their meditations or whatever it is. The only thing is tapping more into the heart so the mind doesn't create these narratives that can lead to dangerous results. And so, yeah, tap more into the heart and bring more sense of ease and peace. And if you listen to spiritual teachers, you know, take what they say that feels like of love, and you don't have to stop listening to them or unfollow them unless you want to. But know that they're also human and they've got an ego as well. And so you can use the art of discernment to decide, all right, this is just their silly human. It's all good. It's okay. This might not really be what they're channeling from the Pleiadians. That's super divine love wisdom. And that also gives you more trust in your own self and knowing what is love and truth and divine. And trust your inner spiritual teacher ultimately above everything else. So that's it. I hope that this helped you in some way, shape, or form, and I hope that you have a magical rest of your week, and I'll see you next week along with an exclusive episode on February 4th that is more like this, just a solo of me spilling whatever it is, and it might even include some pieces of the human mind versus just a solely personal lesson, because I feel like the best way to also learn is to relate and feel connected. So thank you if you decide to opt in and support the podcast in that way as well. All right. I love you. Have a magical rest of your week. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group.
especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.